The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Welcome to The War Room. I am Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of nationalfile.com, and I'll be filling in for Owen today. We have a lot on the agenda. So far, the news today has been absolutely clown world. As usual, as it seems to be, it's not getting any better, but at least the clown world is not getting any worse. In fact, there's a couple positive indications. President Trump reportedly is responding to criticism from Tucker Carlson and others on the right against some of the recent campaign decisions, and perhaps even some people who are feeding him advice close to him in the administration. So it's good proof, it's good evidence that the president is happy and willing and able to listen to constructive criticism, something that I think a lot of us were holding our breaths to find out. There's been an update in the horrible shooting that happened yesterday where, of course, a vehicle is just driving down the street in Utah trying to get through an intersection only to be mobbed by Black Lives Matter protesters. Well, now the individual who shot at the vehicle, police say they've got a suspect in custody. That's not the only news for Black Lives Matter and Antifa, this unholy twin power that seems to be taking the country over. Seattle police have finally done it. They have recaptured Chaz Chop for the United States of America. No word yet from the UN on whether or not this international political situation, this occupation of foreign soil in downtown Seattle, is sanctioned. Joe Biden, of course, says he's done with rallies. There will be no more rallies through the entire 2020 election. I guess he's done. He's checking out. He thinks he's won already. It'll be interesting to see whether or not that actually bears out or whether these phony polls wind up being exactly that phony. Meanwhile, of course, a lot of folks are already looking forward to the 4th of July, to Independence Day. Those of us in somewhat more free states might even be planning to go check out some fireworks displays. Well, if you live in the extremely unfree city of Chicago, which of course just marked its most violent weekend in, I think, 60 years, over 100 people shot from what I read, Chicago has canceled its Independence Day fireworks. You see, that would just be too dangerous during the time of COVID-19. You can't risk something like that. But don't worry, because if you can rebrand whatever your event is as a protest, it's actually good to go in Chicago. They turned a LGBTQ pride rally into, yes, you guessed it, maybe, I don't know how you would guess this actually, a Black Trans Lives Matter protest. Basically the same LGBTQIA++P protest that happens, or march that happens every year. But this year, it was a protest. And then we've got big Bill Gates news. Bill Gates himself, the man who is on record as having predicted a horrible pandemic all the way back in 2015. Well, Bill Gates says more pandemics are coming. That's his dire prediction for the world. And Bill Gates says that if we want to have globalism the way we do today, then we need a one world response, a global response, if you will. China, the United States, Iran, we should all be working together and singing Kumbaya when this next pandemic approaches.
Be a vaccine.
Who knows? Maybe it'll be that swine flu thing that's been going around in China. So don't go away. We have a big 3 hours for you here on The War Room. Just a quick reminder before we have a very short break. It is the 4th of July Super Sale on InfoWarsStore.com. There are new deals being added to the Super Sale every single day. You can get up to 60% off your order with free shipping and double Patriot points. Some of the prices are absolutely unbelievable. Bodies, now 50% off. I am a big fan of bodies. If you can take that instead of an Advil or an Aleve and get the same effect, why not? If your body will allow it, it's way better for you. DNA Force Plus, big fan. Ultra 12, I can't believe how sweet that is to this day. Survival Shield X2, that's of course the classic. You need to get the good iodine, as well as storable food is back in stock. And believe me, folks, if they get what they want, if they get this second pandemic, if they get this second wave, this second lockdown, if Bill Gates' prediction comes true, you're going to want that storable food. Don't go away. You're watching The War Room. We'll be right back after this short break.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Owen Troyer on today's broadcast of The War Room. It's official. Chaz Chop is no more. It was a 22-day experiment, an anarcho-syndicalist commune nestled in the busy streets of downtown Seattle. Of course, they were still entirely dependent on Seattle for everything from food to electricity to water to somebody to clean out the porta-potties. But it was autonomous. It may or may not have had a warlord. He denies it, but a lot of people seem to think that Solomon Raz Simone, who got $80,000 from the city of Seattle, who was recorded on video dishing out beat downs and handing out rifles throughout Chop Chaz, it seems to be he was a warlord. They, of course, had some kind of weird governing council that met with Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin. I'm not sure how an anarcho-syndicalist commune nestled in the streets of downtown Seattle has a leadership board, but they did. They continually met with the mayor, but today, finally, at 2 in the morning, it was announced, and then at 5 in the morning, it happened. CHOP was dismantled, destroyed. The police went in vast numbers. They simply walked in, though. It appears Warlord Raz's army was taking a nap. I don't know. Maybe they didn't hear about any white supremacists in the neighborhood that night. So they just decided to stay home and sit this one out, because as police entered the 6-block autonomous zone, or formerly autonomous zone, they received absolutely no pushback. 13 people were arrested, but by and large, the police walked in, went to their East Precinct building that had been abandoned at the orders of higher up government officials, potentially Mayor Jenny Durkin. They walked into their precinct building, they resumed operation, and they began clearing out the 6-block area. Something that a lot of folks don't understand is they actually, the citizens of CHOP, who the jury's still out on whether or not they can be reacclimated into the United States, or if, like ISIS, we may have to figure out another solution, but the people of CHOP were, by and large, living in a tent community in a park. Some were homeless by choice, meaning they could have lived in a real house outside of CHOP within the borders of Seattle, but they chose to pick up a tent and start a new life in the autonomous zone. Of course, many of them are not homeless by choice, and instead were homeless people simply trying to live and exist in CHOP, where there was free food and a great-looking garden there at the end, so perhaps they had something going for them. And that is what seems to have taken the police the most time. They slowly went through the entire CHOP zone, this park, where you were not allowed to record video. If you went to this part of CHOP and tried to record video, the CHOPistanis would see to it that you were escorted out immediately. They went through this zone. They kicked people out of their tents. They sent them out of the 6-block perimeter. But don't worry, because Seattle is being very kind to the area it now occupies, or perhaps reoccupies. They're going to allow anybody who lost their personal belongings as a result of the daring 5 a.m. raid, they're going to allow them to simply contact the city, Seattle's Department of Health and Human Services, and they can get their stuff back. So that'll be great for the former Chompistanis as they're reacclimated into American society. Now, how on earth, this is everybody's question, how did this last 22 days? They were out of food on day one. They began subsisting on Domino's and fruit cup packets and high C after about day two. They had a warlord going around issuing beatdowns from about day three. They had 10 shootings, from my understanding, or 10 people shot just in the past week or so. A 22-day experiment in having no cops, no police, no prisons, no anything. And it was an abject failure. You do have to wonder what finally motivated Mayor Jenny to act, to allow that poor chief of police, Carmen Best, who already is an insane person. She's been on the record before saying that Seattle is going to police microaggressions and other insane nonsense like that. But even she was wanting to get back into the chop zone to retake it for Seattle on day one. In fact, she never wanted to leave it. But it apparently Mayor Durkin, or perhaps the illustrious governor of Washington, decided that it would be best to leave CHOP to fester for 22 days. And while I personally believe we should have done something, send in the National Guard, do something to help the people who live there, who work there, who are not willing participants in CHOP, no, it festered. And Americans got to mock it for 22 days. If there's one good thing about the existence and now destruction of CHOP, it's to show exactly how stupid and gullible and ridiculous our opponents are and how easy it is to beat them with just a little bit of effort. Again, there was no fight. They didn't fire their rifles that they got from Raz at the police. There were no beatings. No officers were shoved. 13 people were arrested because they refused to obey the mayor's order to vacate the area. That was it. Extremely easy. They swept through them. You know, if it's that easy to enforce the law in this country, maybe we should just do it all across the country. The people vandalizing statues. The people blocking the intersection. The people shooting at vehicles as they try to get through downtown Provo, Utah. Well, so far in Provo, Utah, it looks like we might actually get something approximating justice, because the police have a suspect in the shooting that occurred yesterday, that horrible shooting that saw, I mean, it was absolutely disgusting. The guy is trying to drive through a street. His vehicle gets mobbed by Black Lives Matter, who are rioting, who are being a nuisance in the middle of the street. They run over, they block his vehicle. He tries to drive through. A man opens fire and shoots twice, leaving the driver injured. He wasn't critically injured and was able to drive himself to the hospital, thankfully. But police now have arrested the man they say is responsible. We've got the article up at nationalfile.com. Jesse Taggart is the man police have identified being behind the crime. He was arrested and charged with attempted aggravated murder after the shooting. This man is known to be part of Black Lives Matter. He's known to have an affinity with these rallies. And the tactic that allowed him to go on this shooting is a common tactic. It all started in 2016, and even earlier than that, you can go back to 2014. Protesters block highways. They block roads. They say that this is to make you, the person being inconvenienced, understand what it's like to have your political issues, your entire racial group sidelined, and that you deserve to have a 5-minute inconvenience so you can have a brief glimpse into the injustice faced by people of color, women, LGBTQIAA, and other minorities in this country. It's only right that you should have to deal with this. But we've now seen what happens. I've seen it with my own two eyes, where they will slap vehicles who try to drive through. They will pull people out of vehicles in some cases, as we've seen now at least once during these George Floyd riots. They pull you out of the vehicle. They beat you. And now, in this case, they shoot the guy. But it's already a crime to stand in the street. This person never had to be shot at. This person never had to go to the hospital. The police don't need to now be charging someone with murder. If they were allowed to simply get the degenerates out of the street, we never would have had this issue. And so even now that we, of course, have President Trump pushing these laws to protect statues, we have police across this country starting to get a little bit of support, even as the Atlanta police officer is now facing the death penalty, it's starting to turn the around just a bit. But we're not going to see anything like law and order in this country when, if me and you, the viewer, if we were to go walk down the streets of Austin, Texas, and block it and say it's because Blue Lives Matter and we want President Trump to win, we would be handcuffed and hauled away. The same standard should apply for the other side as well. The same standard should apply for the Marxists, for the Leninists, for the communists, for the people who describe themselves as communist organizers. That would be Black Lives Matter. They should have to play by the same rules as American patriots. When we come back, we're going to get into what's going on with the president right now. I'm getting very encouraging messages being sent. There's been encouraging reports published. I think President Trump may be turning back into the 2016 Donald Trump that we elected. Later on, we'll have an interview with Patrick Howley to discuss Bill Gates' latest plan for the world. He is in charge, you know. He predicted coronavirus, and he's going to bring us the vaccines to cure it. Don't go away. The War Room will be right back. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Owen Schroyer.
We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selections, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you. 2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, and to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020 for your support. No matter what color you are or where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers. Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes,
folks. We've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
That there's been a lot of disagreement within the Republican Party and even the Trump coalition over the past few months over the direction of both the administration and the campaign. We've seen some limited actions against big tech. We now have the president enforcing a federal law, making it illegal to destroy statues throughout the United States of America. And there's reports that President Trump is being pushed even further into this direction of really taking an approach to his 2020 campaign more similar to that of 2016. We, of course, had the rally recently, which, by all accounts, Antifa did prevent people from entering. There was a ridiculous medical screening where you had to have your forehead touched with a thermometer in order to get in. You had to wear a mask. In line, they would hand you a mask, and you would have to wear that mask until the said forehead touching was done. What on earth this accomplished, I have no idea. To me, all the accounts sound like it was more of a virtue signal, so the media and the Democrats would complain slightly less about the rally. But the stadium was not filled. The arena was not filled to capacity, and reports on the ground say that the enthusiasm was faltering until President Trump started talking about big tech, started talking about the riots, started talking about the lockdowns that are now threatening to go into part two. It was rather disappointing until he got into those parts. And by all accounts, President Trump is recently, at least, been listening almost exclusively to his son-in-law when it comes to the campaign, when it comes to what to do in the administration. That's, of course, Jared Kushner, husband of Ivanka Trump, who really pushed to make criminal justice reform happen, the First Step Act. Well, let me preface all of this by saying I don't think Jared Kushner is a bad person. I certainly don't think Ivanka Trump is a bad person. I think that they've had a very, very comfortable lifestyle. I think that they've lived in areas where you are expected to be a trendy liberal individual. And if you are not, you're going to be ostracized. I think that they really don't like being ostracized from the people who they used to consider their friends. And so they're trying to do these things like criminal justice reform that may or may not be better for the country and may or may not help win President Trump a second term. I don't recall even once throughout the 2016-2015 even campaign President Trump saying that he would pursue criminal justice reform. That's one thing I don't think ever came out of his mouth. And now a new report indicates that after watching Tucker Carlson and ostensibly other people who have been critical of the campaign's recent media and President Trump's recent decisions, the new report indicates that President Trump reportedly regrets going along with Jared Kushner's woke agenda. The full article's up at nationalfile.com. And it was reported this morning that sources inside the White House say President Trump wants no more of Jared's woke you-know-what. This comes after weeks of abysmal polling for the administration that, again, we don't know. It's going to take some time for us to find out if these polls are fake or if President Trump's enthusiasm is waning. Trump reportedly now realizes that going along with Kushner's police reform and criminal justice reform initiatives hurt him politically. Kushner's push for policy alignment with Democrat causes such as Black Lives Matter may now face resistance from the president, particularly after Kushner was, of course, called out by name by Fox News host Tucker Carlson just recently. And Tucker really pulled no punches when it came to bashing Jared Kushner. And this is something, this is a landmark moment. I've been told by people who I cannot reveal who they are, but they are very high up in some think tanks that push America First reforms. And I've been told repeatedly, the one thing you can never, ever do if you want to be listened to by President Trump, if you want something you write or you produce or you create to ever make it to the Oval Office and actually be seen by the president, you can never mention Jared. You can never mention Ivanka. And so this was an interesting moment when Alex Jones, he was previously mentioned this, and Tucker Carlson brought up Jared Kushner on television. This was an opportunity for the president to either perhaps see that, yes, his son-in-law may be very intelligent, may be very good at what he does, but he may not have his pulse on the base. He may not know what Americans who elected President Donald Trump in 2016 want out of him in the 2020 campaign. Or the president could have just shut down and said, no, this is criticism of my family. It's an attack on the Trump family, on the Trump name, on my daughter. How dare you? And it seems as though President Trump is listening. That's extremely encouraging for, I think, everybody. As we all remember, the campaign was extremely nimble in 2016. Nobody knew who was running the campaign from week to week, and campaign veterans like Paul Manafort and Roger Stone say nobody was running the campaign. The president runs himself. That's what we need in 2020. That's what we elected in 2016. And by the way, the president isn't alone, of course, in listening to Tucker Carlson. He's been having the most popular, most widely viewed cable broadcast, not just news, not just conservative, cable broadcast out of all time. He's been getting Fox its biggest numbers. So there's a lot of folks out there right now who want the message that Alex Jones brings, who want the message that Tucker Carlson brings, who want the populist, pro-human, America first, nationalism, not globalism message that the president really ran on in 2016. And those who are a little bit disappointed in him, or at least around the edges, we identify everything that's been done that's good, but we also see room for improvement. Our voices apparently will be listened to. So don't let anybody on the right or the left tell you that you're not allowed to criticize members of the administration. You're not allowed to criticize the president. We all have his best interests in heart. We all want this country to succeed. We want the president to succeed. We want to make America great again and then keep it great for all time. But we cannot devolve into a group of yes men in the attempt to do so. By the way, another precious moment, or prescient, I should say, moment from Tucker Carlson. Again, his show's getting 5 million plus views every single night for a reason. We're going into this more in the next segment, but Tucker recently pointed out that, you know, of all these historical statues that are now being canceled, that are now racist, nobody's really mentioned Gandhi, the leader from India. Nobody's mentioned that. But Muslims see him as a Hindu nationalist. There's reports that he did sexually untoward things with young girls. But nobody's calling for Gandhi's removal. What happens if we do call for Gandhi's removal? Will he be toppled? Will he go away? Well, CSU Fresno has now got a petition to find out. They want Gandhi removed. Gandhi is not PC. And he must be removed from the campus. A Hindu nationalist, a terrible person, just like George Washington, just like Thomas Jefferson, just like Abraham Lincoln, just like everybody up on Mount Rushmore. They're all racist now. They must be destroyed. History is over. Woke history begins today. In the next hour, we're going to talk to Patrick Halley. We're going to go into detail on Bill Gates' plan and Fauci, the puppet, how he's going to help. Later on, we might take your calls in the third hour. Don't go away. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Owen Schroyer on The War Room. We'll be right back.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on, or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing, that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response, you order again, I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July, and Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Find the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I salute and thank you all. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her and she said, get away 6 feet, and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed.
InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack.
This is the War Room.
Share this message right now at band.video.
Welcome back. This is the War Room. I'm Tom Pappard, editor-in-chief of National File, filling in today for Owen Schroyer. And there's a brand new article. The Republicans are doing something. It's not good, as you might have expected. GOP senators, remember, we control the Senate, are now proposing replacing Columbus Day with Juneteenth as a federal holiday. They're saying that they're doing this in an attempt to save money. You see, we want to make Juneteenth a federal holiday now. That's, of course, Emancipation Day, the day when the slaves were freed by President Lincoln. So we want to make Juneteenth a federal holiday, but we don't want to drive up that budget. You know, we've put trillions on the budget in the fight against COVID-19. We've had endless forever wars in the Middle East that have just been soaking up that budget. We need to keep our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan and send some to Syria while we're at it. But while we're doing all that, we got to make sure to balance this budget. And to do that, we're going to strip Christopher Columbus. We're going to take him off the history books. And instead, we'll put Juneteenth in. This is your Republican Party. This is the grand old party, the Republican leadership, Republican Senators Ron Johnson and James Lankford. These are the people who are now destroying your history. It's not just the mob on cable television, on InfoWars, destroying a statue in some historic city throughout the United States. No, this is extended. This is the Republican Party, and this is where the criticism that is levied at Trump, sometimes unfairly, this is where it comes from. We have a Republican Party now that is not interested in conserving anything. They're not interested in conserving history. They're not interested in conserving American values. They're really not interested in anything except getting elected, getting more money. Yes, Republican senators and Republican congressmen do it too. You get elected, you make your set salary every single year, but while you're in office, you become fabulously, fantastically wealthy, and all of us Americans are just supposed to sit like a bunch of hayseeds and wonder, well, how'd that happen? But this is our Republican Party. These are the people who are fighting for you, or at least that's what we're led to believe. Every 2 years or every 4 years when they come up for election, that's what they tell us. They're fighting for our history. They're fighting for our Second Amendment, our First Amendment. They're fighting for our privacy rights. They're fighting to bring the troops home. They're fighting for the troops. But in reality, they're perfectly willing to work with Democrats. They're perfectly willing to advance a Democrat agenda. In fact, I think that if the Democrats had proposed striking Columbus Day and bringing in Juneteenth, they would have thought that was a step too far. That's bad strategy. You don't need to get rid of Columbus Day so long as we get the new holiday. No, the Republicans instead, in an effort to save money, they want to do that. We're still printing toilet paper bills. We still have the Federal Reserve money printer going at full speed. There's no end to the spending. We just spent a bunch on the military. We just spent a bunch on this. We want a new war. We want this. But this is what's important. There's a reason why Americans are becoming disillusioned with the Republican Party. And this is what I think President Trump is starting to understand, because what it comes down to when you have the party doing things like this, this is the part of government we control. We have a majority in the Senate. We should be able to do what we want. We should be able to be intelligent. We should be the voice of reason. Instead, we're giving the Democrats more of what they want. If President Trump has just a little bit less enthusiasm than he had in 2016, he won't win. In a lot of swing districts and swing states, he didn't win by millions of votes. In a couple situations, he won by a few thousand, maybe 2,000, maybe 150,000, maybe 10,000, maybe 500. It was very, very slim in a lot of these swing states and swing districts. So the fact is, President Trump's base may be 95% there. But if that 5% of the base who looks at President Trump saying one thing on Twitter and appearing to be a strong and effective leader, but then they look at the Republican Party, which Trump overwhelmingly endorses, and they see that the Republican Party is now the party of erasing history and taking down offensive statues, and they think, well, why am I voting for Trump? Trump is one man in the middle of a very deep, very murky swamp. He can't even control his own party, which he took over in 2016. He can't even get that in line. What are we going to do about the Democrats, about the deep state, about the people who are bigger than the United States, about people like Bill Gates and what influence his money can buy? How is President Trump going to handle Soros if he can't handle these no-name politicians who deserve to be voted out of office? Again, that's Ron Johnson, who is a frequent terrible person, and James Lankford, trying to save money by erasing history. If you can't bring them into line, how is he going to fight the rest of this? And those people Surely they don't want Joe Biden to win. Disaffected Trump supporters don't want a Biden presidency, just like we don't want Hillary Clinton to ever be anywhere near the reins of power. But come election day, they may say, you know, I don't want to go. I don't want to go wait in line for 3 hours. It's not that important to me. That's my great fear. President Trump needs the same. He needs greater enthusiasm than he had in 2016, and he should have it. He has all the cards. He has everything he needs. All he has to do is play the right hand, and we can handily go in to 2020 with a mandate that will truly allow him to make America great. But it remains to be seen, and it remains to be seen if President Trump can beat the Republican Party into something like a normal political system that isn't just Democrat light. And of course, it really is his election to lose. We've seen push poll after push poll about Joe Biden showing he's 15 points ahead. No, now he's 16. Now he's 20, 30 points ahead. It all does feel a little bit like the end of the election cycle in 2016, doesn't it? Where Hillary Clinton, she had 105% chance of winning. It was inconceivable that President Trump should be able to win. Hillary will be crowned. And then, of course, the night dragged on. It became apparent to anybody with a brain and a calculator that Trump was going to be our next president, but they refused to call it until 2 or 3 in the morning because even the media couldn't believe it. They had their polls. Well, we're seeing that now. It remains to be seen if the polls will be accurate this time or not. I would tend to believe not. And Biden, for his part, he doesn't believe in campaigning anymore. President Trump has, of course, been joking about this, saying that he's hiding in the basement and won't come up for air, and he's not running his campaign. People are running it for him, but it certainly looks like that's exactly what's going on. Yesterday, in his bizarre speech, I suppose you call it a press conference, where he called on a pre-selected list of media, saying, Jamie AP, is Jamie AP here to ask me a question? They handed him a list. It's not how a press conference works. And he came out and said that there will be no campaign rallies because he listens to the doc. And that doc would apparently be Dr. Fauci. Joe Biden held a campaign event and at one point revealed that there will be no future rallies due to the possibility for COVID-19 to spread. This is the most unusual campaign, I think, in American history, said Biden. But I start off with a premise, like that I'm going to follow the doc's orders, not just for me, but for the country. Do we have that video? Let's go ahead and air Biden calling off the campaign.
It's the most unusual campaign, I think, in modern history, in that, but I start off with the premise, Mike, that I'm going to follow the doc's orders, not just for me, but for the country. And that means that I am not going to be holding rallies. I am not going to be, for example, you all are here, but thank the school has put those circles around so we keep the social distancing. Everybody has masks on. As soon as I finish this, I'll put my mask back on.
So obviously he is a insane person, and he, as President Trump recently said, is being run beautifully. But he has no idea what his campaign is doing. He has no idea what he's doing. He's been told the Spanish flu is back and he must cancel his rallies. Which normally, if a candidate cancels all future campaign events until further notice, you generally assume they're not doing well and they're going to lose in record numbers. We'll see if that happens, or maybe not campaigning is the best solution for Biden. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see as the months go on. Don't go away. You're watching The War Room.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life
and also fun hardcore truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. The 4th of July, 2020. We are here, and despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action, and I salute and thank you. Just happened on Tuesday morning driving into work, about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me, and a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off. And I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window and I said, "What? COVID-19 is a hoax." And they were going, "F you, F you, F you, F you, F you." And I said, "Is that your IQ? One finger?" So they got put up two fingers. I said, "Oh, it's 11. And I was like, "Do you know who I am?" They're like shaking their heads. They go, "Wear your mask. Wear your mask." And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the War Room. I am Tom Pappard, editor-in-chief of National File, guest hosting today for Owen Schroyer, who has been very busy if you've been following his local political activities. Owen Schroyer is too radical for the Republican Party. You know, he wants things like borders and nationalism and America first. So therefore, Owen's not allowed. But I do want to take a moment to remind everybody about this insane sale that is currently going on InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it seems like every time I'm here, the sales just get better. And I really don't know how on earth Alex keeps topping these, how he keeps them going, and also keeps the lights on. But this is your opportunity to ring in the 4th of July and celebrate patriotism by patronizing, by subsidizing, by ballooning an entity that really works for patriots like InfoWars. There's not many media companies like this out here. We all know there's certain cable networks that are better than others. None of them have the ability. None of them have the reach. None of them have the survivability of InfoWars. Anybody else, there could be a boycott. Somebody could go off the air. There could be an angry letter written by some social justice group, the ADL, you name it, the ACLU, and their hosting goes away. They'll be banned from YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. But InfoWars, this platform is the one, the only one out there of any note, of any relevance, that is completely self-sustaining thanks to you, the viewer. And so, as of course is happening now, is this ridiculous sale. You can get up to 60% off, plus free shipping, plus double Patriot points. Before you know it, you're not even paying cash. You're paying completely in double Patriot points that you've gained. You have Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which has been sold out for months and is finally back, 50% off. Today's special is Lung Cleanse Plus, which is 50% off. Bodies is back on sale after being sold out for months, 50% off. DNA Force, same story, sold out for months, finally back, already 50% off. Ultra 12, some of the best B12 you'll ever have, and it's the most sweet thing you'll taste in a given day, assuming you're not eating processed sugar. It's been sold out for months. Now it's back, 50% off. The list goes on. You have to check out this sale, InfoWarsStore.com. And you know, I'm really not sure what else we're celebrating this Independence Day, because we're completely dependent. We have Fauci telling us what we're allowed to do, if it's okay to watch football or not. We have Bill Gates telling us that another pandemic is coming, don't leave your house yet. We have the Republicans in Congress and Black Lives Matter with their Antifa allies in the streets telling us where it's okay to drive, telling us what historical figures are okay to remember and which ones must be condemned as racist and forgotten for all time. Really, the only thing, the only people fighting for our independence are here at InfoWars, the audience, the activist audience at home. This is the fight for modern independence. This is the 21st century Revolutionary War, and it's not being fought with guns, and hopefully it never will be. It can be fought with ideas. It can be fought with persuasion. It can be fought with red pills to wake enough people up to keep this winning streak that we started in 2017 going. And speaking of Alex Jones and everything he's accomplished here at InfoWars and on banned.video, Facebook, of course, banned Alex. It seems like a million years ago now, but it also seems like just the yesterday. They've also banned Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos. The list goes on and on and on. But did you know that Facebook is not considered woke? Did you know that Facebook is being boycotted by the woke mafia? And not just the woke mafia, they're getting big name brands to boycott it as well. So this is a lovely thing that we keep seeing, actually. We've seen it with Facebook more than any other, but we've seen it with Twitter, we've seen it with YouTube. You have this platform that has done nothing over the past 4 years but censor, deboost, deplatform, rob people of their First Amendment rights. All in the name of fighting disinformation, fighting Russian bots, fighting hate. Remember, that's why Gavin McInnes was banned. That's why Paul Joseph Watson was banned. That's why Alex Jones can't even have a personal Facebook account, because they're all considered dangerous individuals by Facebook. Too dangerous. You can't even run the risk. Get them out. Well, this is a new report from Adweek. All the major brands not advertising on Facebook. Many companies have joined the Stop Hate for Profit boycott campaign, because you see, according to the ADL and the NAACP, Facebook is just raking in millions off of hate. What exactly they're referring to, I have absolutely no idea. Because there is no hate on Facebook. There is nothing. You can't even say certain words on Facebook. You're not allowed to speak. But regardless, we've had Coke. We've had major brands that you buy every single day say that Facebook is so Nazi. Facebook is so right-wing and evil that you can't even advertise on there. So this will be a very interesting thing. This is what happened. Zuckerberg, people went to him and Sandberg and said, you need to do something. There is hate on your website. And they did. They erased hate. They banned Alex Jones. They banned Gavin McInnes. They banned everybody. You can't say you support President Trump without being banned. We just had the Project Veritas leaks come out where systemic bans and censorship of conservatives was admitted. If you support Trump, well, they can't get Trump for saying something bad, but if you quote the president, they can sure get you. That's how Facebook operates. That's what we learned, but it's still not enough. You can never appease these people. I don't know if Mark Zuckerberg is a bad person. I tend to believe he's not the greatest. But this is what happens when you're trying to appease the digital mob. Just like when you try to appease the physical mob in person, you give them what they want. They go away for a little while, and they come back demanding more. Alex Jones calls this paying the pirate. You can pay the pirate, and he'll go loot another ship today. But tomorrow, when he needs more loot, he's going to come back around. He's going to remember that you paid him, that you gave him what he wanted. And he's going to expect more. And if you don't give him more, then he will take it. That's what we're seeing now with Facebook. And I predict we'll see this with other social media platforms. And I hope that this will finally inspire President Trump to attack from the right. Do it further. Do it vocally. Do it viciously. With the same viciousness they use when they deplatform conservatives, when they ban people for having the wrong opinion. It's a legal opinion, but it's the wrong opinion, so they're banned for hate. Go after them with the same fervor. President Trump was just suspended earlier this week from Twitch, the video game streaming website, because they said President Trump engaged in hateful conduct both in a 2016 rally and the Tulsa, Oklahoma rally that just happened last month. What did he say that was so hateful? Well, President Trump called a subsection of illegal immigrants rapists and criminals. What did he say at the Tulsa rally that was considered hateful conduct worthy of being suspended? Well, President Trump referred to illegal immigrants as rough hombres. That gets you banned from Twitch if you're a conservative. We've seen Twitter lock his account. Facebook is almost certainly deboosting his account. He's down 20%. I'm sorry, 45% as of 2 years ago. It's time to fight back against big tech, because they need to get it from both sides. They'll never want to be the Republican Party's friend, but if we don't stand up and push back, the left is going to keep pushing them even further and further to the left. Before you know it, they will ban President Trump. They will ban prominent Republicans who are not in the alternative media. Maybe it'll be Dan Bongino tomorrow. Maybe it'll be Jack Posobiec. Maybe it will be one of the major Fox News personalities. I'm sure they would love to get rid of Tucker. They'll do anything to appease the left, but we're not going to see Jim Acosta banned from Facebook to appease the right. Nor do we want that. But there's no reason to let them rest on their laurels. It's time to push back against big tech. When we come back, I want to start breaking down this video with Bill Gates, and it's lengthy. But Bill Gates spoke extensively to the Chamber of Commerce, the number one funding group for open borders, big government conservatives, probably the people who, you know, want to replace Columbus Day with Juneteenth. And they sat down with Bill and Melinda Gates, and talked about the next pandemic and what we can learn and what being in a globalist system requires when it comes to a pandemic response. We'll be right back with that. Later on, we'll have Patrick Howley, senior reporter at National File, to break down the latest COVID news and how the globalists are using it for their continuing goal of controlling our every move. Don't go away.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees and trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer?
Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
My TED Talk, 90% of the views are after the pandemic one started, not before.
The world is putting America in a quarantine. That's right. America is bad. Trump is bad. It's the American virus. They have tripled the testing that they were just doing a month ago. They've already done more testing than all other countries combined. That's admitted by the NIH and Johns Hopkins. Openly run by Bill and Melinda Gates. And so they're testing with a test that if you've ever had coronavirus or the flu in the last decade, you show positive. That's admitted. But the public is still so ignorant. There's such a blackout of censorship of real information, of medical doctors, of virologists, of university heads, that a lot of people know they're being lied to, but still government is able to put this UN-controlled clampdown in because the people aren't sure what's really going on. Again, deaths of COVID-19 are way down. It is a tiny fraction of people that are dying supposedly of COVID-19.
We now have panicked over 51 total hospitalizations in a county with 8 hospitals. Can you people do math? Can you please do basic math and understand where we are on this? This is not a crisis. You, however, have created one. You, in an effort to try to prevent all death, when we've had 43 deaths, have now ended all relevant life. And you should all be ashamed of yourselves. And this will never be forgotten. Ever be forgotten. You will all be held accountable eventually, in this life or the next. You all better hope there is no hell, because when you die, that's where you're going. And guess what? You're not going to be dying of COVID either.
This gentleman has turned off people's lights in the middle of a global health pandemic. That's what that gentleman did.
Point of order.
And you think I'm disrespectful for interrupting?
Point of order.
This gentleman has had the ability to do any number of things. We could have banned large gatherings. We could have closed the beach. We could have put a moratorium on utility shutoffs.
I recessed.
Also not within your power, and the attorney has held that that's true.
I recessed the meeting.
Hiding in plain view, we have seen engineers come out and test with OSHA-approved devices that the M95, supposed best mask you can have, is creating dangerous levels of carbon dioxide for your body. But it gets worse. On the NIH's own CDC website, it admits that the mask does not keep you from breathing out viruses or bacteria, and that the viruses and bacteria actually incubate in the cloth, live longer than they would, allowing it to then be spread, which is why one of the reasons the blue cities don't just overdiagnose, don't just kill people, but they're keeping people indoors and they're wearing the mask that are weapon systems to breathe in and then to breathe out totally unfiltered air after it's incubated in the fabric. whereas it would just die in seconds in the open air. It allows it to sit there and linger, and it gives people the, quote, false sense of security that a mask is protecting them when all they needed was vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. You know, Bill Gates says there's too many Africans. That's a particular group he wants to depopulate. We have him quoted on TV saying it. Well, guess who he wants to have the shots first? Like you've won the lottery. He wants black people in Africa, of course, and here in the U.S. and Europe to get the shots first. You'll be the superstars.
You want to do tiering in various countries to make sure your most vulnerable populations get it. In our country, that would be blacks and Native Americans, people with underlying health conditions, and the elderly. And so we need to look at, as a globe, and we're involved with many European leaders and African leaders and others in Southeast Asia.
And you'll be able to then go out in public and have your little digital ID on your phone showing you're a good citizen and you're going to get rewards and all sorts of little freebies because you were good and took the special shot he's got for you.
Finally here, introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Of the War Room. I am Tom Papert filling in for Owen Schroyer today. And in the first 5 minutes, if you're watching online at band.video or on some TV stations throughout the country, you just got to see a clip from Alex Jones discussing the plans for us that Bill and Melinda Gates have. They're now in charge, apparently. You can see that full video. It's up at band.video if you were unable to watch it. But the clip that was referenced showing Bill and Melinda Gates talking to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that's incredibly real. That's incredibly candid. They openly tell us what their plan is for the future. They tell us that, yes, due to racism, African Americans and Native Americans must be first to receive the vaccines here in the United States. Oh, and yes, the elderly, too. All of this is, of course, completely non-scientific. The elderly are the most at risk. 100 times over, the elderly are most at risk due to existing lifestyle discrepancies between different populations. Some are more at risk than others. Those predisposed to obesity, to smoking, to other respiratory infections in general tend to be more at risk. But this goes for any race. If you are a morbidly obese 45 or worse, 55-year-old smoker, you are more likely to get COVID-19, otherwise known as coronavirus, than a small child. But no, we must give it to the minorities first. Bill and Melinda Gates also tout that this has led to the world embracing digital, mostly through bank accounts that people get on their smartphones. This is happening in places like Pakistan, the developing world. And according to Bill and Melinda Gates, this is really fantastic news, you see, because it allows us to track these people. It also allows us to send them additional information. Anything we want, we just send it to their smartphone. And this, of course, we all know where this road leads. We all know what this sounds like. We all know that they want to track us at any moment. We all know that this leads to a chip in our wrist that says if we're up to date on our shots like we're dogs. We can all see the writing on the wall. But before we bring on Patrick Halley to break down Bill Gates' creepy vision for America, he'll be on at the bottom of the hour to break this down. I wanted to show you at least part of this full interview. This is between Bill and Melinda Gates and a show that is produced by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is, of course, extremely invested in the idea of cheap labor. They want immigration. They want a global supply chain. They want globalism, in effect. And that's who gets to interview Bill Gates. This video only has like 10,000 views, and yet it's so critical. Let's start airing that clip. That's clip 11.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of the U.S. Chamber Foundation's Path Forward series. If you've been a regular viewer, welcome back. If you're new to the series, thank you for joining us. We hope you find it both informative
and so this
and
is our host. This is our intrepid host, a woman by the name of Suzanne Clark, who is just completely overjoyed at this opportunity to speak to Bill and Melinda Gates. And let's keep that up. We can keep looking at Suzanne while we talk about this. But she goes on. What she's talking about right now is she's going into 2 or 3 minutes of how wonderful Bill and Melinda Gates are, really buttering them up for the most softball of interviews you think you're ever going to see. But Bill and Melinda Gates can't help themselves. They throw out critical information. They admit their plans wherever they go. This is what allows entities like InfoWars and individuals like Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer to be so powerful, because these people have so much hubris, so much self-confidence that they think they can tell you their plan in a live stream video on YouTube and you won't report it as, hey, we now have their plan. So this continues. This goes on. Bill and Melinda Gates are coming up, and it is the most absurdly saccharine sweet interview you can ever get, with insane statements from Bill and Melinda Gates. Let's try and scrub that forward if we can and get to Bill Gates. There they are. There it is. Let's get the audio.
Let me ask you both, what is the Gates Foundation doing to fight the coronavirus, and why is it such a priority for you?
Well, our foundation has a big focus on infectious diseases that, you know, kill millions of people, primarily in developing countries. And so, you know, our understanding about how you design a vaccine, we funded lots of new vaccines. We're a partner in Gavi, which actually buys vaccines for developing countries. And we have a lot of the expertise that's not in the private sector to pick which of these.
So this is interesting to me. Just what he said there. Of course, Bill Gates, vaccines in India were a giant controversy. We can go ahead and pause it for a second. A giant controversy in India. People were harmed from the vaccines. We just had a vaccine a number of years ago that created side effects that the vaccine was never even necessary. We thought we had a swine flu pandemic. We didn't. We created a vaccine. The vaccine had side effects. People now will suffer with those for the rest of their lives. Bill Gates lauds this, and he says something that to me is critical, because I know it is it's a foundation. It's the essentially a charity, Bill and Melinda Gates, their foundation. But he says specifically that this, he and his wonderful people have information, have techniques, have experience that is not available in the private sector. Bill Gates thinks he's not just a foundation. He thinks he is the government. There's a reason why he gives so much money to the World Health Organization. He wants power in return, and that's what he's getting. Let's keep playing this video.
Focus force, and of course, the benefit of getting the vaccine, you know, even 3 or 4 months earlier, will be very dramatic in terms of ending these awful economic effects as well as the death and disease.
Melinda, when do you think we'll see a vaccine at scale? And a two-part question, because you've also talked beautifully about the need to have an equitable distribution of a vaccine. So kind of, when do you see this at scale, and what can we do?
She's going to talk about what races get the vaccine first and what that entails. Let's bring that back up.
So I think we all believe that just seeing the various vaccine candidates that are coming through the pipeline, there are three that are looking quite promising, luckily. And I think we all believe that by 2021, we will have a vaccine. We're working
ahead of
time.
All right, let's pause it right there, because what she said was just critical as well. They're setting this up. I mean, it's so obvious to anybody who's paying attention. We will have lockdowns throughout the end of 2020. That will include the election. It'll probably wrap up sometime in December, maybe late December, early January, for the 2021 schedule that Melinda Gates has us on for getting our first vaccine. And of course, that will then first be distributed to the people she's about to describe. Let's continue the clip.
With the manufacturers, with the pharmaceutical companies, to try and actually have manufacturing capability ready to go. So as soon as those trials are finished, the vaccine can go immediately into the manufacturing. And the whole reason we got involved in this vaccine was to make sure there's equitable distribution. The last thing you want is a bidding war between countries for this vaccine. You know, we know there are 60 million healthcare workers around the world who are keeping everybody safe. They deserve to get this vaccine first. And from there, you want to do
the dancing TikTok nurses. See, first you get the dancing TikTok nurses. Let's get that volume back up, because this next part is unbelievable.
In our country, that would be blacks and Native Americans, people with underlying
health conditions. Okay, let's pause it there. First, we have healthcare workers, dancing TikTok nurses. They come first. They are society's most vulnerable, most important, most venerated people. We must get the TikTok nurses vaccinated post-haste. They are the first echelon, the first rung. They are the new priest class. The TikTok nurses, then African Americans here in the United States, then Native Americans, people who have been here the longest, I suppose that is fair. Then and only then do we get to people with pre-existing conditions and the elderly. So do you got that? TikTok, African Americans for George Floyd, Native Americans for Christopher Columbus, then the elderly. Nursing homes come last. It's unbelievable. This is what Bill and Melinda Gates tell the world in a public interview that anybody can watch. Don't go away. We're going to keep exposing this here on The War Room.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want by putting handcuffs on someone, and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil, and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020 for your support. No matter what color you are or where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. We're discussing Bill Gates and his plan for the future of the globe. He is in charge now. Fauci is just his mouthpiece. Bill Gates is the man pulling the strings behind the curtain. I'm Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of nationalfile.com. You can read my work there. Filling in today, of course, for Owen Schroyer while he is off. So let's just keep rolling this video. This is a video for those just tuning in with Bill and Melinda Gates speaking to the United States Chamber of Commerce Foundation about future pandemics and what they mean for the world. He knows all. He is our seer. He is our wise man, our wizard. Let's keep rolling the clip.
Vaccine first. And from there, you want to do tiering in various countries to make sure your most vulnerable populations get it. In our country, that would be Blacks and Native Americans, people with underlying health conditions, and the elderly. And so we need to look at, as a globe, and we're involved with many European leaders and African leaders and others in Southeast Asia, to make sure there's a purchasing fund that can pull that vaccine through when it's available and get it out in wide-scale distribution.
Gosh, I have so many follow-up questions. I'll try to stay focused. Right, so let me go back.
This reveals the big plot, right? I mean, this is all a social justice. This is woke. This is the first woke virus. This is a virus that actually hurts people and infects people and perhaps even kills people based on how oppressed they are, based on what their racism score is. So the more racist you are, the less likely you are, apparently, to be killed by coronavirus. But if you are a historically marginalized population, like African Americans are, especially now following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody, then you are very at risk for COVID-19. This makes no sense. This is insane. But this is what Bill and Melinda Gates, the masters of the universe who have been quarterbacking this entire coronavirus experience for the world, this is what they believe. This is what they're telling you is going to happen. Let's keep rolling this insane clip.
Second, you got widespread attention for a prediction you made in 2015 about the dangers of a global pandemic, and you, sadly for the world, did predict the future. And so let me ask you to do it again. You know, what are you concerned about now?
Well, this won't be the last pandemic that we face. you know, pandemics can come from natural causes, which is largely coming across.
This won't be the last pandemic we face. Let's pause it for just a moment because this guy, this is the creepy part. This won't be the last pandemic we face. They've cracked the code. How do you get Americans to obey again? Since starting in 2014, continuing through 2016, and until coronavirus, that was the biggest problem for the elite in the West. We stopped obeying. In 2014, this all started. You had mutterings of a populist movement that would lead to President Trump. You had citizen activists calling the media on their fakery when it came to Gamergate. In 2015 and 16, we of course saw the rise of Trump and Brexit. People stopped listening to the experts. People no longer trusted the man in the nice $4,000 suit with the good lighting on cable news. People stopped trusting these people. We lost our willingness to believe what Fauci tells us. And you can pinpoint a million different reasons for this, but if you look at the past couple decades, what have the experts been right about? They've been right about virtually nothing. We invaded multiple countries in the Middle East because they apparently had something to do with 9/11, except bin Laden was hiding in a bunch of caves in Pakistan, a country we have yet to invade. Why would you trust the lab coats? Why would you trust these people? Well, now everybody is convinced with a life or death situation such as coronavirus. As Alex Jones has said, this is a brain control. This is a mind control device. This is propaganda. This is dogma. This is meant to elicit obedience. And now that they know the secret, all there needs to be is a pandemic. You better believe they're going to keep on using this anytime somebody sneezes. Let's keep rolling that clip.
Flu, for example, is still a very big risk. And so we'll have to invest in making sure that we catch the disease sooner and that we have platforms to make diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines very quickly. All right, very little was invested.
This is our plan for the future. We must always be on guard. Coronavirus could come back at any time, or perhaps the swine flu, maybe murder hornets. Remember those? Maybe murder hornets carry a disease and the survivors will pass it on, infecting those of us who have yet to be stung. This is our future. We will forever live in the fear of another outbreak. Anytime there is an outbreak, you must wear a mask when you go outside. You're not allowed to go out with more than 5 people. You must stay 6 feet away from everybody, and you won't be able to understand the grocery store clerk, the bank teller, anybody, because they're speaking through a ridiculous mask and a piece of plexiglass. This is just our world now, according to Bill Gates, according to the master of the universe. Let's keep rolling the clip.
Little was invested, even though there were these calls by a lot of people, including our foundation, one group that was funded, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation, CEPI, C-E-P-I, we, Wellcome Trust, Norway, UK, Japan were the initial funders, and that is helping out here. So we're better off than if that hadn't happened. But, you know, people trust government to think through these eventual bad things. This was a failure to get ready, and the cost would have been tiny compared to, say, what we spend on being ready for war. We didn't actually do the simulation to think about, okay, what about nursing homes? What about getting factories ready? What about
testing? Can you believe how insane that is? We didn't have a test. This is from the guy who just a couple months before coronavirus did a global model for a possible pandemic. Nobody thought of nursing homes? Nobody thought that maybe we shouldn't be sending people who just came down with a communicable disease into a nursing home? That's, of course, what we saw. Was it just last month or maybe the month of May when the African-American man was diagnosed with COVID, then was sent to a nursing home? I believe this was in Whitmer's home state. Was sent to a nursing home where they then recorded themselves violently beating an elderly man. And I'm sure that guy probably has COVID-19 now, because that's just how this thing goes. Nobody thought any of this through. What do we need? We need a study?
we need Harvard to get behind this, that maybe we shouldn't send people who have an illness that doesn't, generally speaking, kill people under the age of 55. We shouldn't send those people into a nursing home with people exclusively over the age of 55 so they can infect and kill them. Bill Gates says we didn't do the research, and the cost would have been small to do that study, to have that model, to say don't kill elderly people by sneezing on them. When, by the way, this is common sense. If you've ever had an elderly loved one in a nursing home, they're not allowed. You can't go visit them in the winter. You might have a flu, or if there's flu going around, you're not allowed in. But when it comes to COVID, it's a brave new world, and Bill Gates is the only one who can lead us through it. He's a seer. You saw, they said that he predicted it. He knows all. He has the tarot cards of the future. We do not. I'll be joined by Patrick Howley, senior reporter at National File, on the other side to break this down further. Don't go away.
Just happened on Tuesday morning, driving into work, about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290, and an old Mercedes pulls up next to me. And a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off. And I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. They're cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Father of black teen killed in CHOP calls for National Guard to clear autonomous zone. Article by Kellen McBreen. The father of a 19-year-old boy who was shot and killed in Seattle's CHOP last week is speaking out against the lawless no-cop zone.
At about 3 o'clock this Monday morning, shots were fired at a Jeep Cherokee, killing a 16-year-old male, badly injuring a 14-year-old.
Two other teens have been shot this week, and many citizens are saying it's time to shut down the experimental occupied area. Horace Lorenzo Anderson spoke with KIRO Seattle in an emotional interview following his son's death.
I ain't been sleeping. You see my eyes? I've been crying. I'm trying not to cry on TV. This doesn't look like a protest to me no more. That looks like they just took over and said we can take over whenever we want to.
Anderson also said the National Guard should be deployed to break up the violent autonomous zone. I'm Millie Weaver reporting.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The silent majority is no longer silent.
This is the War Room.
This is the War Room. I'm Tom Papert, editor-in-chief and National File, filling in for Owen Schroyer today. We've been showing a Bill Gates video that has been seldom viewed and should have been viewed about a million times. An interview between Bill and Melinda Gates and the United States Chamber of Commerce Foundation, where he lays out our future. And it's hopping from pandemic to pandemic as the globalist system continues to become more global and more interconnected to prepare for the next pandemic. Oh, and by the way, the vaccine goes to African Americans, then Native Americans, but first TikTok nurses, and eventually we'll get to the elderly, you know, those people who keep dying of this dang thing. My guest for the rest of this hour and potentially into the next is Patrick Halley. He is the senior reporter at National File. He has been on Bill and Melinda's case. He has been on Fauci's case. He's the one who really exposed the Deborah Birx scarf lady, doesn't even have a medical license. Patrick, we know that Bill Gates, he's already said the next pandemic is going to come. We're going to live the rest of our lives in fear, wearing masks, talking to each other through plexiglass from 6 feet away. What on earth? How are we letting this happen? Will this continue to happen? What's the future hold for us to a real seer, a real person who sees into the future, Patrick Halley?
Well, Tom, this scamdemic is not working out too well for them because everybody, no matter where I go, everybody wants to talk to me about Bill Gates and Fauci and the microchip. They want to talk about the globalist agenda, the design that these people have been setting up for the last, decades, really, as we've shown, decades. And like clockwork, as soon as Gates went on CNN and talked about how coronavirus was merely pandemic one and said, joined by his lovely wife there, Melinda, that, we have to look forward to the next one, right? All of a sudden, Fauci goes before the Senate and he starts talking about a swine flu developing in China. And you never know, it might threaten humans. Of course, Fauci has a record of, funding the bat coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where both the president and Mike Pompeo have identified that lab as the source of the outbreak. Okay? Trump quietly cut the thing off, shut it down. He knows what the deep state is up to. Okay? We have Fauci's record of, telling people all over the country, you have nothing to worry about. You don't have to change your daily activities. And then, of course, everything flips after the virus spreads. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi was gallivanting around Chinatown. Gallivanting. Come to Chinatown. She goes to the fortune cookie factory. We have to stand up to Trump's xenophobia. These people oversaw the spreading of this virus. But you know what? There's supposedly this big COVID 2.0 thing going on right now. Look at the mortality rate. It's going straight down, straight down. Meanwhile, the CDC has already admitted that half of the tests could be fake. FEMA spent over $10 million on tests from this warehouse near Houston. And now they're putting out a call to the state saying, hey, don't use those tests. Those tests aren't good. You had three members of the Colorado Rockies just the other day supposedly test positive. Two of them are asymptomatic. Why are all these people testing positive asymptomatic? And more importantly, as we're going to discuss here, Tom, what can they do to you, even if you're asymptomatic, if you happen to test positive with their tests?
So, Patrick, this is one of the big things that was recently exposed at InfoWars when we covered it at National File. Not only are these asymptomatic people continually testing positive, this is after, by the way, a doctor admitted to Savannah Hernandez, who is now producing, by the way, producing this program. Savannah was told that the test is only 60% correct. So there's a chance it could be a false positive. There's a chance you can be positive, but the test doesn't reflect it. Well, regardless of all of this, anybody who now has a symptom in some major counties, for example, in Texas, anybody who now just was in contact with somebody who had coronavirus, they are now listed as a probable case of coronavirus, which means they're counted in the total case count. So tell us, there's so much to break down here, Patrick, but what happens to an American citizen, maybe a parent, after their boss told them to go get tested because somebody sneezed 2 weeks ago in the break room. They go to the doctor, they go get the drive-through test, they shove it up their nose, and they find out that they've been tested and are on testing on paper positive for COVID-19. What can Americans expect after that happens?
Well, Tom, it's a very disturbing thing. First of all, you have New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio vowing that the contact tracers will not ask anyone if they went to a George Floyd protest. These people are not serious about tracking the supposed virus and the spread of it. They're just not serious about it. But I'll tell you what happens if you happen to test positive. An attorney that I spoke to, Los Angeles County, he says the Los Angeles County CPS agency has now recommended in court that the child of this person should be removed because the parent has tested positive for coronavirus. Okay. Now this is an actual fact. This is a precedent that you're going to start seeing all over the place unless we get the word out here on InfoWars. Tom, Oklahoma CPS, they initially told me, some parents came to me. They said, oh, the social worker said cost of coronavirus. We don't get visitations with our kid anymore. They have a little baby who is, of course, taken away because of a medical dispute over medication between the parents and the hospital. The hospital wanted to medicate the kid and they didn't want to medicate the kid, right? So, of course, the baby gets taken away forever, away from their parents. Parents are devastated. All they get is visitations. The social worker says, well, due to the threat of COVID, you don't get any more visitations with your child. I call up. You know how many of these people I call to get finally to some stupid government bureaucrat? And she gets on the phone and I say, so is it your statewide policy, as this social worker has claimed, that you're cutting off all visitations with the kids because of coronavirus? And she's all rattled. She's like, well, you know, our policies change all the time. And eventually I get her to back down. She says, no, that's not our statewide policy. I say, are you going to fire this social worker then? Eventually, here's the compromise. The parents get video visits with their baby, right? This is what's going on all over the place. Meanwhile, the CDC put out promotional materials, okay, training materials for contact tracers, saying that the children of parents who are in isolation must be quarantined. This comes from the Massachusetts Department of Health. This whole contact tracing thing is a scam, as we've exposed. Partners in Health, which is doing the contact tracing in Massachusetts, which has received all this money from George Soros and Bill Gates organizations, Chelsea Clinton is on their board of trustees. In Texas, a Google partner is doing the contact tracing. HHS put something in the Federal Register. They can send your contact tracing information to the World Health Organization, to congressional offices, to the Department of Justice, et cetera, et cetera. They can send it to basically anybody, specifically to law enforcement, to, quote, place someone under quarantine or isolation. We caught Bertha Henry, the Broward County Administrator, on tape talking about going into people's homes. We caught the head of the New York City Public Hospital System talking about forced isolations for people. We caught somebody from the World Health Organization talking about going into people's homes. This is the precedent they want to set. The mask is a social control, but it's not just about the mask. It's about your body. They feel that they have an ownership stake on you.
You know, Patrick, it really is absurd. This is the future that Bill and Melinda Gates, Chelsea Clinton, George Soros have in mind for us. If you get sick, you lose your child. If you complain, well, maybe you'll get to have a video call with your child and see them for 15 minutes on an iPad. This is the future that they've created for us. When we come back, I want to dive deep into what it's going to take to wake people up if this is doing it. And really, I just want to go into why none of this makes sense. We're not doing, if this is so bad after all these months, first of all, the deaths aren't showing it. Second of all, why aren't we doing more to protect the people who are actually vulnerable? Why are we instead protecting TikTok nurses and people out protesting the death of George Floyd? When we come back, we'll get into this. I just want to take another moment. Remember, check out InfoWarsStore.com. The 4th of July super sale. Celebrate your independence from tyranny by supporting an organization that is actively fighting for your freedom from tyranny. InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off site-wide, free shipping, and double Patriot points. New sales each and every every day to celebrate our country's Independence Day, which seems to be the only way you're allowed to. You can't see fireworks anymore. You can't go to a barbecue anymore. This is it. Thank God for InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Take it under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, take it under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Body's. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Body's has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Find the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I salute and thank you all.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the War Room.
I'm Tom Pappert, editor-in-chief of National File, here with Patrick Halley, our senior reporter, who is breaking down the future under the tyranny of Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and Chelsea Clinton. Such a strange dynamic, Patrick. So our future is, if you get sick, your children are taken from you. Maybe you get to visit them on an iPad. We're never going to be able to go outside again unless it's to protest police brutality, of course, which is not at all. There hasn't been one single case, so they tell us, of coronavirus picked up because of these ridiculous protests that turn into mobs of looters, rioters, and vandals. That doesn't spread coronavirus. Instead, going to get haircuts, going to the bar, to the gym, to the grocery store, all of that instead does actually spread coronavirus. Patrick, I think we all know the answer, but nobody can crystallize it. How come none of this makes sense?
Well, it makes perfect sense if you understand the plan, and it makes perfect sense if you understand that we've been subverted by communists for the past few decades. It makes perfect sense if you understand that the medical industry right now, which is so dominated by Bill Gates, is an arm of the communist takeover. And it makes sense if you realize that politicians are extremely corrupt. For instance, Doug Ducey, the governor in Arizona, the Republican in name only, right? He was born Douglas Roscoe. That was his original name in Toledo, from the Toledo organized crime family. And he became an ice cream oligarch. And he eventually becomes the governor. And he wants to be a little mini tyrant and shut down the state. Well, it turns out that Doug Ducey there is on the board of governors of TGen, which is actually doing the testing. It has the contract to do the testing in the state of Arizona. And it's an affiliate of City of Hope, which is making a coronavirus vaccine. I want to get into the scamdemic aspect of this. Dr. Judy Mikovits calls it the plandemic. I call it the scamdemic because I have a cynical view of human nature when it comes to politicians. Francis Collins is the director of NIH. Now, Fauci's NIAID is part of NIH. It's the National Institutes of Health. He admitted on tape, we have it, in a conversation at the Economic Club, that the Moderna vaccine, NIH has a financial stake in the Moderna vaccine. He says that one, of course, we do have some particular stake in the intellectual property. Now, NIH apparently was working on this vaccine. Who was funding it? It turns out that something called the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness. Well, who's the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness? It's a Bill Gates front group. It's Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding for this group. And they were the ones funding the Moderna vaccine, partnering with none other than Anthony Fauci's NIAID. Now, think about the implications of that. Think about the implications of the fact that the government, okay, the people who are supposedly coming up with the policies to try to help us, to try to save the people, that's what they claim. They have a financial stake in a conflict of interest. No wonder Fauci was fighting so hard against hydroxychloroquine, the inexpensive treatment that President Trump, that Tucker Carlson has been promoting, putting out there, telling the world about, and saving lives. Well, now, Tom, we have even more information. Remdesivir is the new drug, right, from Gilead. Gilead has a super expensive new drug that doesn't even work nearly as well as hydroxychloroquine, according to its own proponents. Okay? 8 members of the NIH COVID-19 treatment guidelines panel disclosed recent financial relationships with Gilead. That is the most staggering conflict of interest. If we had a real media, and not just InfoWars, if we had a real media, okay, that would be all over the headlines. Of course, we only basically have National File and InfoWars. Oh, it turns out one of the other members of this panel disclosed a financial relationship with Inovio, which took $9 million from none other than the Coalition for Economic Preparedness, which, of course, we know is a front for Bill Gates. Now, think about this. Think about this. We have Karen Whitsett, the Black Democrat politician who basically gave up her career in the Democrat Party, went to the White House, said, President Trump, thank you for saving my life with hydroxychloroquine. We have that classic episode of the Stephen King television series, The Dead Zone, from 2003, okay, where they wrote this all out. They predicted it. Oh, there's a coronavirus outbreak from China. Everybody has to wear a mask. Oh, we have to quarantine and isolate people. And then the character figures out the cure. It's something called chloroquine. And they all say, that's an anti-malarial drug. We can't use that. And he says, no, chloroquine suppresses the enzymes. They wrote this out in 2003, just 2 years after Fauci, who's apparently this anonymous government bureaucrat, was posing in that photo that I uncovered with George Soros, with Bill Gates Sr., Bill Gates' father, who we know was on the board of Planned Parenthood prior to Roe v. Wade, with Ted Turner, with Tom Brokaw, with Barbara Walters. What were these people planning? Do you realize how long they spend writing these things, planning it out? And do you realize how absolutely terrified they are of citizen journalism, those pesky kids, the Scooby-Doo gang, guys like you and me, Tom, and all of our viewers who go out there and expose the truth because we throw a wrench into their dastardly plans?
I couldn't agree with you anymore. And Patrick, that brings me to a next point, which is, while you have all of this happening, President Trump is at least attempting to do the right thing. He, of course, completely pulled the United States out of the World Health Organization after previously freezing fundings while he reviewed it. But as President Trump is doing this, Bill Gates, of course, is a major funder of the WHO. We still have vaccines that are being produced with people who are involved in the WHO. We still have Bill and Melinda Gates establishing policy. We've recently had Lindsey Graham suggest that we just put Bill Gates in charge of the WHO. That actually happened. So, Patrick, how is it that even when President Trump does the right thing by pulling us out of this globalist entity, the WHO, they still manage to get their way by bringing all of their people in all these financial conflicts of interest?
Because they duped us over the last few decades with a fake media while they subverted all of the world's institutions. You want to talk about Gilead? We just talked about eight NIH panel members, the people who are coming up with the treatment policy, okay, to supposedly save the people. Eight of them have disclosed financial relationships with Gilead. You know how much Gilead is charging? According to the Wall Street Journal, $3,120 per course of treatment. Okay, and you know how well this works? According to Alex Azar from the administration, he went on George Stephanopoulos. He says remdesivir, oh man, it can reduce your hospital stay by 1/3 of the time. Now wait a second. We have Dr. Anthony Cardillo in Los Angeles, the emergency room expert, saying that you prescribe somebody hydroxychloroquine plus zinc, and then they don't show any symptoms in a matter of hours. Okay. Now we're talking about Brad Parscale promoting this thing from Alex Azar on the George Stephanopoulos show. Oh, it can reduce your hospital stay by 1/3 of the time. Why is anybody in the hospital in the first place when we have hydroxychloroquine? That piece of predictive programming from Stephen King, 2003, already said chloroquine's the miracle cure, right? We're living in a matrix. We're living in a simulation, and these people are getting rich. Gilead expects $1 billion revenue in 2020 from this, okay? No wonder Jim Cramer and all those Wall Street pundits who are so corrupt, we're pushing this Gilead drug the whole time. U.S. taxpayers already paid millions of dollars, including in grant money, for this drug, and yet it's still going to be $3,120 per course of treatment, and that's for a typical U.S. patient with commercial insurance. They're already charging hospitals for this, okay? Do you realize how much money these people are making? And they can't make any money off of hydroxychloroquine because it's extremely inexpensive, okay? And that's why they hated it. That's why they ran that stupid story about the guy who supposedly drank fish tank cleaner to try to shut it down. That's why they ran that debunked VA study where they were experimenting on elderly black veterans, our heroes. It was a modern day Tuskegee experiment, but no mention of zinc. No mention of zinc in the study. And they're like, well, some of these people were still dying even with the hydroxychloroquine, but no mention of zinc. So were they giving them zinc, or were they literally torturing and killing these people at the VA? Given the history of the VA, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they were torturing and killing them in a modern-day racist Tuskegee experiment. That's how desperate they are to protect their oligarchy.
Patrick, I want you to stick around if you're able for another 5 minutes into the next hour, because everything you said is absolutely critical. And I just want to add, by the way, that this new fancy drug with all the conflicts of interest would seem to go against what Bill Gates was saying in the interview we aired earlier. You're supposed to be doing this so everybody can have it. Mr. Gates, you're supposed to be doing this so African Americans and Native Americans can afford it, not $3,000 a pill. It seems rather insane. I guess there really is no money in using a 50, 60-year-old drug. So, Patrick, don't go away. We're about to head into hour three of the War Room broadcast. We'll finish up with Patrick Halley, hit some more news, and then we'll take your calls at the last half hour of today's broadcast. So keep your phone near you. I'm Tom Papert here on the War Room. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, and to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil, and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now, but Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Entering hour three of the War Room, I'm Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of NationalFile.com, here filling in for Owen Schroyer today. And my guest for these next 5 minutes is Patrick Halley, senior reporter at NationalFile.com. We're breaking down this scam-demic, all of the money that's being made, who it's going to, how the president, who is doing the right thing, is being undermined by the people around him, by Fauci and the squad. It's its own squad, really, the medical squad, doing whatever they want, ruling this country with a totalitarian impunity that is only corrected when President Trump finally can't take it anymore. And he tells Fauci, no, you are not in charge of football. Do we have, there he is, there's Fauci. TV viewers can see. As soon as the camera stops rolling, the gut comes out, the mask comes off, he's done. Patrick, we've got about 3.5 minutes here in this segment. What kind of loser, hypocrite, moron is this guy? And what kind of idiot does he take us for?
Napoleon complex. He's one of these short men who they're just agonized by their lack of height. And that's truly what it is. He's a short man. And so he's projecting his insecurities out on everyone else. And he wants to be a tyrant. He wants to be a little miniature tyrant. And, you know, you saw him take the mask off right there. This guy expects that we're just going to go from pandemic to pandemic. This guy expects that he can abuse and tyrannize us and, you know, and inflict horrible, horrible things on people. Now, the CDC admits possibly half of the tests are wrong. We have all these asymptomatic people testing positive. What happens if you test positive and then CPS takes your kid away, okay? And then it turns out, oh, it was a false test. The test was wrong. Are you ever going to get your kid back out of the system? No, you're going to fight for years and years and years, and you're going to go bankrupt trying to get visitations. And every time there's a new pandemic, they'll tell you, oh, we're shutting down visitations because of the fear of the pandemic. They're using science as a weapon of war against the people. We've all seen this coming. And they're pairing it with the riots. They're pairing it with the vote by mail. Okay, that's the most important issue in this election. Nobody's debating, the candidates' Medicare plans. Okay, it's not 1996. This is a tribalized breakdown of society, and we need to rally around President Donald Trump, because conservative or liberal, these are labels that don't mean anything anymore. We have a president who understands what the deep state is doing, and he's on the side of the people, and he's running against a man in a mask who's kneeling, who's saying, I'm going to bring Fauci into the White House and talk to him all the time, okay? Kneeling with a mask on, sending a message to the world that America is weak. I refuse to allow America to be weak. I think this is still a great republic. I think this is still a great people. And I still think this is a blessed land, and that I have a spiritual connection to this frontier country. And I refuse to allow the idiotic, hypocritical, Napoleon complex bureaucrats among us ruin it for everyone.
Very well said, Patrick. Patrick, of course, senior reporter at National File. You know, Biden says we should have a national mask mandate. Should be federal all across the United States. Those eyes looking out terrified over their mask. Absolutely disgusting. You can follow Patrick on social media. He's at Halley Reporter on Twitter. You can also follow National File on band.video as well as YouTube to see videos starring Patrick Halley, interviews, analysis. And of course, I want to say, Patrick, your journalism at National File is absolutely out of the park. You hit it out of you do more than we expect every single time, breaking these stories. And everything Patrick has mentioned today is available to be read in full on nationalfile.com. We're going to be taking your guys' calls as we get into this next hour, but I just want to say again, thank you, Patrick, for appearing on the War Room.
Fire Fauci, arrest Bill Gates.
I love it. Patrick Halley, Halley Reporter on Twitter. When we're back, I want to go further into what's happening post George Floyd, exactly how the society is crumbling and what the argument of the day is. And you're not going to believe it. It has to do with Funko Pops. We'll be right back on the War Room.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running a special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
Broadcast the first day. day of July. We're supposed to be celebrating our nation's independence from a tyrannical government here in the next couple days. But if you look around, I'm not seeing much independence from a tyrannical government. I'm seeing the executive branch do everything it can to fight back against tyranny, only to be stymied at every turn, whether it be from corrupt and ridiculous Supreme Court decisions to lower courts to the obstructionist Democrats and even the Republicans who are undermining the president. In fact, it seems we're once again in a fight for independence here. The viewers, the listeners, those of us who go out and film with our phones, whatever the case may be, this is an information war. Alex Jones coined the expression 25 years ago, and it's never been more true than it is today. We're in a new war. Are we going to have dependence? Dependence on Fauci? Dependence on Bill Gates? Dependence on the mob's approval in the streets? If they don't approve, will we be attacked? Will we have our children taken away if we don't obey Bill and Melinda Gates and their crony leprechaun Fauci? Or will we have independence? Will we have freedom? Will we have humanity? That's what InfoWars fights for. That's what National File fights for too. And now is a good opportunity, of course, to help InfoWars, to fund InfoWars as we continue the next 120 some days leading up to what could be the most important single day in our nation's history. That is, of course, the election coming up this November. Fund InfoWars. Get them running, not walking, into this election cycle. InfoWarsStore.com, the 4th of July mega sale continues, up to 60% off site-wide, new deals every single day. They change throughout the week as we approach the 4th of July. You also get free shipping plus double Patriot points. You know, I talk to people sometimes, whether I'm guest hosting or just people on the street, they say they take advantage of these deals. They get their double Patriot points, buying products they already need that are going to make their lives better. And before you know it, they have so many Patriot points, they're getting Brain Force with just Patriot points. They're getting Super Silver with just Patriot points. They're getting the products they need with just their points. So it's a fantastic store. Please, InfoWarsStore.com. Keep InfoWars going and sprinting into this critical time in our nation's history. And being such a critical time, of course, we're facing all kinds of internal conflicts, both on the right, we've discussed that a little bit in today's show, but even on the left. You all remember earlier this week, I'm sure, Reddit, in what seemed to be a coordinated censorship move across multiple platforms, took out 2,000 or more subreddits, including the Donald subreddit and the New Right subreddit, two conservative platforms where people simply discussed the conservative issues of the day. Well, now that's illegal. That's hate speech. That's wrong. That's racist. That's really what Reddit says. But Reddit users are, however, still discussing current events, even without their conservative friends to debate with, to argue with, to feel superior to. Be honest, leftists, we really know that's what it's all about. You just like feeling superior to us dumb rednecks and Midwesterners and losers who support the president. That's what it's all about. But without conservatives to bash, the disagreements on Reddit are getting kind of absurd. Reddit, this is a new article, it's up at nationalfile.com. Reddit devolves into a heated debate over the ethicality of proposed George Floyd Funko Pops. That's a little, for those who don't know, a little action figure about the size of your palm. It's made to look like your favorite comic book hero, your favorite, maybe it's a Superman, you know, maybe Trump has a Funko Pop. I think Hillary had one, believe it or not, and I definitely know Biden did, but now, it's been suggested that we give George Floyd a Funko Pop. This is the new topic of debate for leftists. We venerate the man as a saint. We try to get kids, college kids, suspended or expelled for daring to point out that George Floyd was apparently a pretty heavy drug user. And we want to create icons, iconography of George Floyd. So this article is up at nationalfile.com. Floyd, whose death while in police custody sparked a series of nationwide riots, was posited as a perfect model for the next line of plastic toys in a now deleted Reddit post. Quote, The black community has suffered enough. We, as Funko Pop owners, need to stand with them and demand that Funko honors the lives of black victims of police brutality by making a George Floyd Funko Pop. We need to tell the world to take a stand against anti-black racism, and there would be no better way to do so than buying a George Floyd Funko Pop. Will you take a stand and join me? This is one of those things. I mean, people took it seriously, and the original poster of the account seemed to be serious, but you just can't believe this. This is the equivalent of going to Chop Chaz before it was, of course, disassembled earlier today and spending $6 to buy a hot dog, which you could have done. This is a movement, Black Lives Matter. Let's just use the words they use. They call themselves Marxists. They are Marxist community organizers. Marxists generally don't approve of capitalism, but those who follow the Marxists, and ergo Marx, want to spend $15 to buy an action figurine of George Floyd. It's truly a clown world we live in, and it just keeps getting crazier every single day, but at least we get to laugh at it. In the next segment, I want to start taking your calls. I know it's late in the show, but please, new or returning callers, feel free to call in. The number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. The number is on screen. Please call in. We can discuss George Floyd, coronavirus, the backstabbing of President Trump that's happening from the GOP. We can talk anything going on with this insane clown world, the absolute stunning example that Tucker Carlson provides each and every night, that Alex Jones provides, how President Trump is slowly starting to come around to criticism and understand that perhaps his son-in-law is not the be-all, end-all, and Brad Parscale is not the be-all, end-all. One more time, 877-789-2539. And while we start taking your calls, I just want to go into this a little bit further. A lot of folks are very critical of anybody who comes out and criticizes President Trump. And again, I understand this completely. The man has, up until very recently, done everything almost right. The wall is going up. We're not wall deniers. The illegal immigration problem seems to be slowly be taken care of. We're getting some we're getting money from NATO to defend them. We're pulling out of Germany. We're slowly pulling out of the Middle East, despite generals, Democrats, and Republicans pushing back against the president at every given opportunity. But when it comes to the civil unrest throughout the country, right after a so-called pandemic that saw the American economy shut off, American citizens locked up, carried away in handcuffs for going about their day, the president is not leading from the frontier. This is the opportunity for the president to finally do so. He seems to understand that the stakes are real. And if the president wants the silent majority, the massive MAGA coalition that saw him be elected in a landslide electoral victory in 2016, if he wants to prevent that and even expand that coalition going into 2020, which again, only 120 days away, it's time to stop listening to the insane people. It's time to call out people within his own party. It's time we penalize the people who are suggesting we replace Columbus Day with Juneteenth. It's time to penalize the people who are scamming us all as taxpayers to use expensive drugs that are unnecessary for coronavirus. It's time, American patriots, let President Trump know he's not alone, and we will join him in fighting back. Your calls in the next segment and for the rest of this broadcast coming up here in the War Room. That's 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Don't go away. You're watching the War Room. We'll be right back with your calls.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying of the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And find the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I salute and thank you all.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. In this third hour of this July 1st broadcast, I'm Tom Papert filling in for Owen Schroyer today. We're going to be taking your calls in just a moment, but I do want to update everybody. There is an update in the Roger Stone legal situation. Roger Stone, of course, going to jail, going to prison any day now, where he will spend most of the remainder of his life, unless he's superhuman, for the crime of refusing to turn against the president. That's basically what it comes down to. Of course, President Trump keeps making the right sound, suggesting that he will pardon Roger Stone. I would be very, very excited and a very happy person, as would I think a lot of our viewers, if that comes through. Roger, of course, broke his silence here on InfoWars earlier this week. You can view that on band.video. But an update today, an ethics complaint has been filed with the Justice Department against Aaron Zelensky. one of the Mueller associated prosecutors who got this horrible, horrible decision against Roger Stone. The complaint was filed against Zelensky by the National Legal and Policy Center, as well as Andrew Miller, a former aide of Roger Stone, who to the Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility. It alleges Zelensky, this corrupt clown who wants to see Roger Stone die in prison, he alleges that Zelensky, during the Mueller investigation, acted unethically. The 17-page document argues that Zelensky abused the grand jury by seeking Miller's testimonies, switched grand juries on Miller without informing him, and misled the court, as well as other allegations. As more irregularity has continued to mount regarding Roger Stone's case, one must wonder how on earth anybody in a just world could want the man to go to prison and probably die there. He's already been economically ruined. President Trump, if you happen to catch this, I know you want to do the right thing. I recommend you go a step further. See if Roger Stone could use some employment. I'm sure he could fill any position on your campaign. Give him a minor one. You know, campaign manager. I hear that's going to open up here soon. But let's start taking your calls. We have Shelby in Utah who wants to discuss the recent Antifa BLM shooting. Shelby, welcome to the War Room.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in. So tell us, you're from Utah. Tell us about this.
Yes.
You're referencing the shooting in Provo, Utah. The man is now, the suspect has been arrested. What on earth is going on in sleepy Utah?
All right. Well, that's what I wanted to talk about. I actually live in Provo. I just live probably half a mile away from where the shooting was. This is really, like you said, a sleepy town. There's not a lot of stuff going on. There's not a lot of diversity here. You know, it's mostly BYU students. You know what I mean? It's just really not, people don't really riot here. There's not protests unless it's about like caffeine and the drinks at BYU. You know, it's not a big deal. And so that was really just kind of out of character for our little city. And it was also strange that there were just so very few people there too. I thought that was strange. But the guy who was arrested was from Salt Lake, which is like the leftist city here, right? And the woman who was arrested for, I think it was because she drove a car into the area, she was from Ogden. So the people that caused the problems are not even from here. So I just want people to know that, you know, yeah,
that is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we all hear, that they're bussing people in. People travel from out of the city. So what's the distance between Provo and Salt Lake City?
It is about 45 minutes. So, and then from Ogden, the woman was from Ogden, and that's about 2 hours away. So
you're driving between 45 minutes and 2 hours to go to a Black Lives Matter protest. I mean, I know you don't live in Salt Lake, but have there been other Black Lives Matter protests throughout Utah, or is Provo the first city in the entire state to have a protest after the death of George Floyd?
Well, Salt Lake had those big ones. I don't know if you remember the big ones that they started the police car on fire and things like that. And that was another thing I wanted to say. There's something really strange going on with all of these little, you know, skater boys that are being caught on camera all over the place, all over the country, doing these crazy things. You know, there's something going on with that, too. I think they're trying to put that out there, that that's who's causing these things. And I just, because in Salt Lake, the little skater kids are little potheads. They're not these kids that are going to go out and do things to police cars. That's just not what's going on around here. My daughter's boyfriend is a sponsored skater, and he even says there's something, that's not his group of people. That's not what they're talking about or thinking about, you know. So,
well, you look at these people. And they are all definitely of a type, and they look like Antifa. And I'm sure that they're not skaters, they're not anything. They're little Antifa foot soldiers that apparently are bussed around as needed to, I guess, use firearms on peaceful protesters. So, I mean, this is absolutely fascinating hearing from somebody on the ground. Can you tell us a little bit about, if you know, the intersection where this happened? I mean, is this a safe part of town? Is this something that, you know, do muggings happen there? Do carjackings happen there? Where did this happen?
Okay, I'll tell you. So it was on the corner of University and Center Street. It's a really safe area. We lived in Orange County, California. This is the safest place I've ever seen. I mean, there's nothing going on here. But, you know, where it happened, I don't know if you know anything about the Mormon temples and things, but, you know, the Mormon temple is in the shot. If you watch the video, you can see that the Mormon temple is right next to it. So wherever there's a Mormon temple, there's beautiful grounds that, you know, there's a lot, you know, New Skin is right there. It is just, you know, there's a family game area right there. There's nothing there that would ever create anything like this. That's not the area that it is. There's no area like that even in Provo, to be completely honest. I mean, that's just not what's here. So.
Absolutely fascinating. That is invaluable information. So what are police like there? Are the police getting support? Is this guy, obviously none of us are lawyers. Do you think if he's found guilty, do you think there's going to be a fair trial? First off, second of all, what do you think would happen? Is he going to be let off with a slap on the wrist because nobody really died? What's your thoughts?
You know, I'm not really sure. Everything has changed so much. I know that the police, at least here in Provo, have a lot of support. And like today, there's been police presence everywhere. So obviously they know stuff is going on. Last night we were told that at 6 o'clock there was going to be another protest down there. So my daughter and I just drove down just to see, you know, if there was anything. And there's just a bunch of guys. They're usually about between like ages of like probably like 28, 29 to like 34, 35, dressed all in black with backpacks. But they're just not from here. I mean, these are BYU students. People here dress in skirts and nice blouses. It's just not that atmosphere here. And it's just very strange to see these people. They're not from here. And there weren't a lot of them, and they didn't do anything last night, but they were walking around downtown, so...
Well, that amazing information. I mean, what you're describing, Shelby, I mean, this sounds like Antifa. And we're constantly seeing these people referred to as Black Lives Matter protests by the media, Black Lives Matter, BLM protesters, people coming in from out of town wearing all black. That's not Antifa. That's not Black Lives. I mean, that's Antifa. That's not Black Lives Matter. We all know what these people look like. They've been terrorizing the country for 4 years. It's time something is done about it. Fantastic call. Thank you so much, Shelby. Fascinating. Provo, Utah, the wide reach of the War Room. Is there anything that cannot be accomplished here on this program? We're going to keep taking your calls when we come back. Thanks again to Shelby. Fantastic info. Don't go away. I'm Tom Papert here for Owen Schroyer today, filling in for the remainder of the broadcast. Don't go away.
Just happened. On Tuesday morning, driving into work, about to break the big Roger Stone news and the big COVID-19 hoax news. And I'm at a red light at the corner of Brody and 290. And an old Mercedes pulls up next to me. And a Hispanic man and two white women start flipping me off. And I thought they recognized who I was. So I rolled down my window and I said, what, COVID-19's a hoax? And they were going, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. And I said, is that your IQ? One finger? So they got put up two fingers. I said, oh, it's 11. And I was like, do you know who I am? They're like shaking their heads. They go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. And they're pointing at the mask. So I guess Joy Behar, when she says she goes around and does this with her husband, this is a thing, man. Their cult is going crazy. They're control freaks. They're attacking language, borders, everything, because they all bet on leftist garbage and it hasn't delivered to them. So they're totally going completely insane. This is crazy.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
What can I say to the viewers and listeners? Thank you for supporting us. You've done a great job. We've done amazing things together. The war is now out in the open. You can see that InfoWars' world vision of who the globalists are and who we are has been very, very accurate. We're not just some little Hollywood New World Order rabbit trail trying to distract humanity. We're the zeitgeist and the spirit of liberty together in a symbiotic relationship that believes in humanity. And we're willing to face the true horror of the New World Order. But if we do not support the actual transmission center that's getting the messages out from the guest, the callers, the host, we will fail. I'm stating the obvious here. I just want to thank you on July 4th, 2020 for your support. No matter what color you are or where you came from, if you love human liberty and freedom, we're brothers and sisters together, and I salute and thank you all. Now share those links at band.video and crush the globalist murderers.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Talk radio great again.
This is the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
This is the War Room. I'm Tom Pappert, editor-in-chief of NationalFile.com, filling in for Owen today. I do just want to remind everybody before we go back to your phone calls, July 4th is coming up. One of the best sales ever is on InfoWarsStore.com. This is your opportunity to get unbelievable deals on a rotating number of products that you need that make your life better, that you're buying it anyway, so you might as well support a media platform, one of a kind movement like InfoWars in the process. Today's special is Lung Cleanse Plus, and it's 50% off. Other great specials include Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which has been out of stock for months, back in stock, 50% off. VasoBeat, same story, back in stock, already 50% off. I can personally not say enough nice things about Bodies. If you've been working out, if you've been moving furniture, if you've been doing anything, I just recently moved an office and then I moved my apartment because I am a crazy person, and Bodies is perfect for just basic relief of joint tension. DNA Force Plus, cannot say enough nice things about it. Ultra 12, the sweetest vitamin B12 you're ever going to taste. It's 50% off and just now back in stock. Survival Shield X2 iodine spray, brand new spray form, is 33% off. I know that's one of the main criticisms of the original X2 formula with the dropper, is the flavor, the taste, the consistency. A spray completely re-engineers the same exact formula. I'm very excited to try that. And plus, storable food back in stock. We all know Bill Gates is planning another pandemic. We all know the Democrats are planning phase two, the double hump, whatever they want to call it this week. It's going to scare everybody into submission. It's going to usher in vote by mail, and it's probably going to finish destroying this country's food network. If you have been paying any attention at all, the grocery bill just keeps going up and up and up for fresh meat, fresh produce. There's no sign that this is going to end. Things are probably going to get worse if they get their way and shut down this economy. You might as well have food locked away from a high quality source, and you can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's keep taking your calls. We have another caller in Utah who wants to talk about coronavirus and Trump. Let's go to Dave in Utah. Dave, welcome to the War Room, my friend.
Yes, Tom, it's a pleasure. Yeah, two Utahs. Wow. Back to back. But
guys are the new focal point. You're where Antifa is invading small towns in Utah. So I guess you better get used to this. You're in the spotlight for something other than Mitt Romney.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's another story there. That's socialist. Anyway, obviously the governor here is kind of bowed down to the county and the city here run by Democrats here in Salt Lake City, at least in this area that we have to wear masks, but they have to, it's a mandate, obviously, but it's renewable every 7 days. So I'm telling everybody, if you're listening in Utah, just bombard him with emails like my family does every day and tell him not to renew it because it's ridiculous. The whole thing down in Provo, yeah, I did see the footage and they were definitely Antifa people. And when we had the riots here, there was definitely a lot of out of towners. The gal that runs the Black Lives Matter here in Utah, she's from Ogden, actually. Yeah, it was interesting that the caller said that a woman was from Ogden down there that was trying to drive through the area. But I did see the footage, and they were definitely Antifa punks. It is pretty quiet here for the most part. I mean, we have 1.3 million people in this valley, and then there in Provo, they have several hundred thousand. But it's... Yeah, it's really getting strange out there, Tom. I mean, everywhere. And I remember the weekend of the riots, they were talking about, they were interviewing some of these wackos uptown, and they were talking about, we'll be in the suburbs. Well, if they come here, we love our Second Amendment. There's a lot of us, a ton of us. So.
Well, you said two things that are so critical. One, what you said about contacting the governor and the mayor and everybody. That is absolutely the number one thing we can do. President Trump no longer has the same executive office powers that were given to Obama and Bush, because when you get a populist in office, the deep state tries to constrain those powers and we go back to a constitutional government like the founders envisioned. So I think that's what we have to do. President Trump is ceding his ability to step in. We have to bombard governors, mayors with constant communications. They need to know that the American people will not forget this. And then the second thing, things are very weird. I live in the biggest city in Kansas, and I remember I'm watching the protests outside my bedroom window thinking, this has never happened in the history of my city. And I'm looking at these people and I'm going, you know, Midwestern folk, we generally have a type. We all look kind of the same. A lot of us come from German or Swedish backgrounds. And I'm looking at these people and I'm like, who are you? You don't look like somebody that I've seen at Walmart or that I've seen when I was going through the education system or in college or at the gas station. Who are these people? And I think that's something that Americans are thinking all the time right now as they watch these riots. So you were there in Salt Lake. You had more of a ringside seat for those. Would you predict what is the situation like now? Is Utah going to become a hotbed for Antifa, or are things starting to settle down?
Well, if Antifa tries to come here and be a hotbed, they're going to have some mass resistance. It would get ugly for them real fast. And the police do have definitely a lot of support here. And it's like they had their weekend riot, and that was pretty much about it. You know, for that one day, maybe a day and a half. That was pretty much it. I have friends that are career officers and on the police force and also ones that have government positions in the federal government too that do some intelligence work, and they're real patriots. These guys are real patriots, the ones I know, and they said, yeah, whatever, you know, what the whole situation with George Floyd, whatever you want to think about that. He said, yeah, that's unfortunate. Obviously things like that are unfortunate but he says, yeah, we can't. The statistics are so far out of whack in the favor of the public, as far as they're the BLM and the Antifa and all those people like that. I mean, they have obviously no, I mean, they're just, they're just sheeple and they're followers. And so one thing that we are, at least here, have been told by a lot of our good ecclesiastical leaders not to be sheeple, we need to act. And so...
Well, that is so true.
Especially at the president. I mean, the president, you know, the president can only do so much. The thing I've been doing is I've been bombarding my congressmen and my senators like crazy, and especially Senator Lee and Congressman Stewart here. And I only wrote one to Mitt Romney.
Well, I don't think anyone can blame you for that. Well, Dave, what you're doing, I think, is exactly what needs to be done. And I love your message. And I just want to add for the folks at home who think that calling your representative, emailing them, calling your governor, emailing your governor, peacefully protesting your elected officials doesn't have an effect. These people are betting on the fact that you won't do that. They're betting that the American people are stupid and weak and willing to be ruled. Not just ruled, but ruled by people who have totalitarian visions for this country and never want to let you leave your house again. They're betting on this. They think that the right is docile. They think that we're never going to rise up, that we're never going to have a real Republican Party that represents us, that President Trump is an anomaly. He will be gone in 4 or 8 years, and then the globalist machine continues just as it always was, just as it always will. That's what these people believe. So when you do what Dave does, when you write your congressman, when you blow up your governor's inbox, that sends a message. That sends a message that the American people are not weak. We're not docile. We're not here to serve Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. I cannot suggest that enough. And when it comes time, vote these people out. It's going to be a long time before Romney's up, but he needs to be gone when the time comes. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
Father of black teen killed in CHOP calls for National Guard to clear autonomous zone. Article by Kellen McBreen. The father of a 19-year-old boy who was shot and killed in Seattle's CHOP last week is speaking out against the lawless no-cop zone.
At about 3 o'clock this Monday morning, shots were fired at a Jeep Cherokee, killing a 16-year-old male, badly injuring a 14-year-old.
Two other teens have been shot this week, and many citizens are saying it's time to shut down the experimental occupied area. Horace Lorenzo Anderson spoke with KIRO Seattle in an emotional interview following his son's death.
I ain't been sleeping. You see my eyes? I've been crying. I'm trying not to cry on TV. This doesn't look like a protest to me no more. That looks like they just took over and said we can take over whenever we want to.
Anderson also said the National Guard should be deployed to break up the violent autonomous zone. I'm Millie Weaver reporting.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil, and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all. Thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Tom Papford. I've been filling in for Owen Schroyer today. You can follow my work at nationalfile.com as well as on band.video where you can see any videos we produce. I just want, you know, I've been warning about it. Alex has been warning about it. We've all been warning about it. The second wave of panic buying has reportedly hit New York. A viewer, a friend of mine who was watching, just saw me say it in the last segment and took a picture. He happened to be at the store, sent it to me. And it shows completely empty freezer sections where meat, produce would normally be completely gone. So now would be the time to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get your emergency food supply. The panic buying is going to start again. We have Pennsylvania saying you're not allowed to go outside without a mask. We have Kansas saying you're not allowed to go outside without a mask. We have Austin saying you're not allowed to go outside without a mask. The insanity is spreading. I don't know how the American people will deal with it, considering we've seen rioting and looting and vandals and everything you can imagine, but that's what they're going to try to do. So the panic buying has returned. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your emergency storable food supplies. Let's go back to your calls. I apologize to those we've kept waiting. We've had great callers. All callers who call into this program that I've ever had have been fantastic. So I apologize if we don't get to everybody. Let's just start going in order. Let's go to Jim in Georgia, who is hoping to organize a 4th of July rally to protest the insanity in Atlanta. Let's go to Jim. Welcome to the War Room, my friend.
Yes, sir. Hey, Tom. Much love.
Glad to have you on. So I think that, you know, obviously this has to be the solution. People have to start doing peaceful civil disobedience, going out without a mask, being a normal human being. What are you hoping happens in Atlanta?
Well, I mean, there's going to be, it's not what I'm hoping, but I'm hoping more people come in the Atlanta area. Because they shut down Centennial Park and Stone Mountain, the two biggest celebrations and fireworks shows in Georgia. So we got an option for you. And I'm not going to keep you long. I just want to play a message so that everybody can hear. Let me see if I can get this going for you. Because, listen, they're not going to stop me. Well, I'll take my gun outside and make noise if I had to, if they stop selling fireworks. But
Well, just tell us, since we're short on time, how can people find out more about this? How can they get there? How can they organize?
I'm going to go ahead and play this message.
Okay, let's see if it works.
Personal again. Call now 706-973-1600.
There you have it. A 4th of July protest planned in Atlanta, Georgia against the COVID insanity. I hope it works. As long as it's a protest, you can do whatever you want now. You can't have 4th of July fireworks, but you can have a protest celebrating gay black lives. That's how these things work. That's how you get what you want done. You call it a protest. We no longer have a website at National File. National File is the digital presence of the National File protest against police brutality, and that gives us a pass to do whatever we want. So I hope it's successful. Atlanta, Georgia. It sounds like if you're in the area and you don't have a engagement on the 4th of July, you might have something fun to do. Let's keep going down the list here. Let's go to Nathan in Canada. Nathan, welcome to the War Room.
Thanks, Tom. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. November 2019, Bruce Mason, he's a Canadian author, revisited a 1976 Carlo DiPola from Berkeley, California, his essay of the basic laws of human communism. Just a couple of things here. Everyone underestimates the number of communist individuals in circulation, and people always underestimate the damaging power of communist individuals. A communist person is the worst. Essentially, communist people are dangerous and damaging. Society can only avoid being crushed only if a non-communist work even harder to offset the losses. And just finally, it's time for intelligent people to redouble efforts to offset the losses incurred by the communists. Sorry, I was wrong. Every time I said communist, actually the title of the essay is called The Basic Laws of Human Stupidity. If you take out the word stupidity and enter communists, I believe I've just argued that they are synonymous.
Well, I that sounds like exactly what we need to do. I think we should apply this. It's completely accurate. McCarthy was proven to be right. You can look it all up now. Communist Marxists infiltrated our society. They're in our government. They're in our higher education system. They're in Hollywood. They own our culture. And this is now what's being exported abroad. That's how come we're seeing George Floyd riots spread across Europe, spread across Australia, everywhere you can imagine. Because these infectious people are in control. I don't know. Some of them are stupid. I definitely agree that the overwhelming majority are stupid. The ones in power, though, probably higher than me on the IQ, probably higher than a lot of us on the IQ scale. Let's keep on knocking them out. I'm sorry to everybody. We're just not going to have time to get to. But let's go to, I believe it's Rennell in New York. Welcome to the War Room.
Yes. Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in, my friend. Tell us what's going on in New York.
Now, Cuomo, we were supposed to go into phase 4 last week, I think, gyms, malls, and movie theaters. But at the last minute, Cuomo whipped a 180, said gyms, or malls, and theaters cannot open due to the AC system and COVID-19 concerns.
What an absolute disgrace. I mean, one thing that I've read, and this hasn't been scientifically researched yet, I'll put the disclaimer out there, is that one of the big issues in New York is the AC system, but not in a mall, not in a gym. It's the fact that so much housing there is rent controlled. The landlord is not incentivized to pay for upgrades that new modern homes have. So the AC system, the air system, recycles the air from unit to unit and winds up spreading viruses that way. So if that's true, again, research needs to be done. The most dangerous thing Cuomo could do is keep New Yorkers locked in their homes and not, especially not able to go outside and get some exercise. These people are totally ridiculous. And what they're doing is, of course, this is priming the rest of the country to accept New York was the leader the first time around. New York will be the leader the second time around. We're going into lockdown part 2. There's nothing we can do to stop it. It's already been decided. It's already written on our heads. So thank you so much for the update from New York. No wonder the panic buying has allegedly started again. And I just want to thank everybody who called in. We're just not going to have time to get to everybody. We should have started it earlier in the broadcast. My understanding, and I may be wrong and I apologize, is that Owen Schroyer will be back in studio tomorrow. So look forward to that. This, of course, is the InfoWars War Room. I just want to remind you, I mean, Alex Jones, I've known him for several years now. When this guy has a new product on InfoWarsStore.com, when he's offering a special on InfoWarsStore.com, this isn't so he can buy a new Maserati. This isn't so he can buy the private jet. This isn't so he can buy the next big mansion. It's the opposite of that. He does this because he sees the writing on the wall. He wants products that are going to help him and his family, and he wants to offer those same products to you. So when we talk about the storable food, this isn't some lofty pie-in-the-sky idea that maybe the food network could be disrupted. This happened a couple months ago. It's still in the process of happening. Food prices are skyrocketing right now, and nobody seems to know when it's going to end. If they get their second wave, it will not end. We will have had an entire year from start to finish, an entire cycle where the harvests are diminished, farm animals butchered because nobody can process the meat. The insanity will not stop, and if you're not able to get up early and stand in line to get your ration of food, it's coming. You're going to want to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get your storable foods, get products that will help you live a happier, healthier life, and support the InfoWar, because I mean it when I say this is one of the only things standing between us and the boots of oppression that Orwell described so well. I'm Tom Papert. This has been a fantastic show. Thank you for watching. And as Owen would say, stay classy, InfoWarriors.